They know how to win, and that's one thing about them. When you're into the nitty gritty and you're down to one or two points, they know how to close out a game. And I suppose, you know, we're living up in Division 1 this year for the first year, and if you had been offered a Division 1 final by appointment against Cork at the start of the year, you would have grabbed it and thought it was great. But when you're here and you're down to the wire, it's a completely different story, you know.
You saw Mayo here last year, I suppose maybe kick it away to a certain degree, and I suppose 10 wides for yourselves, the bulk of those in the second half. Frustration maybe set in at times because it was a great display other than those 10 wides, really.
Yeah, and every one of us would put them over in our sleep. Like, you know, it's just, and I can't say it was pressure because I can't say we were feeling it at that stage. With 7 and 10 minutes to go, we weren't really feeling it, you know, but it's just uncharacteristic of us. And and they tell the tale on you and they end up, you know, you can't afford to kick anything. The real, I suppose the reality is that every time Cork went up, they got a score. And that's what the real killer punches is, that when we had this, probably the same amount of attacks, but weren't as clinical as them. And that's what it came down to at the end. You know?
There was a lot of great scores. You popped over some frees. I think it was one from play as well. You know, there was great composure shown. I suppose having leaked a goal inside the first 30, 40 seconds as well, you know, people start writing off teams at that stage, but and especially teams in their first ever final, but you tore that script to shreds.
Yeah, and we're supposed to, the slow start's a killer too, you know, and we can be characteristically slow sometimes, you know, but I think when we got ourselves settled and back into the game, I don't think anybody pays too much attention to the scoreboard, you know, and we got nicely back into the game, and we were tip and tuck with them the whole way through, and there's a lot to be said for that considering 5 years ago they hammered us off the pitch, you know, so for 8-24 or something we conceded. So we've come a long way, but when you're this close, I think you want to be winning, and that's the disappointing thing, that we were toe-to-toe with them and we just couldn't finish out, you know.
But the amount of Donegal people here, it's like playing it in Glenfinn or Ballybuffet or Letterkenny or something.
I know, the support's been huge. A lot of the clubs kind of invested heavily and took a bus up and took all the underage teams up, and that's been huge. Like, you know, it was such a help to us today, you know. Every wee score they got, they were right behind you, and that means everything to us. So long may it continue now.
What about looking forward to the summer? I mean, you can look ahead with confidence based on the performance today. Obviously, the result will be a driver to maybe get further, do well in Ulster, and who knows, be down the road here in, from Parnell Park and Croke Park in September. It's pipe dreams can become reality pretty quickly.
They can, I suppose, but matching, you know, your league with your championship now is a big task. You know, some teams can have a terrible league and actually go on and have a brilliant championship. So it's staying, it's maintaining that now and pushing on is the big challenge for us. And we have a super backroom team behind us, and I've no doubt that, you know, that's the plan now. The girls will only get hungrier, and that's not going to change for us. You know, Ulster's going to be a tough one as well, because I suppose we have Armagh in the first round and they got relegated, and sometimes that can be a dangerous one because they have a lot to make up for, you know, and that hurt and that hunger, you know, it can make up a lot on day one. So we've stayed into a semi-final, so you're really only two games away from an Ulster final, but it'll be all hard work again.